agenda item 3, Elkhorn SLU Partnership Recognition.
Yes, this is kind of a nice thing. We actually included a write-up, a little paragraph on this in the executive officer's report. So actually, if you turn to item, whatever that is, 23, and look at page 7, I think it is.
Nope. 13.
the first item under administrative reports. And so this morning we have Nancy Seiple or Seiple?
Right. Seiple. Yeah, Seiple.
Okay. Nancy Seiple is here to address us on this item.
My name is Nancy Seiple. I'm with Caltrans. And as the lead person on the Elkhorn SLU Early Mitigation Partnership, I'm pleased to be here to give the board a Federal Highways Administration award that the partnership received for our work in Elkhorn SLU. There's 11 agencies that were participants, and the board was one of those agencies. And each agency is receiving a plaque for the Exemplary Ecosystem Initiative Award for 2009 from FHWA. And just a little background, Caltrans has been the lead in putting together this group. We were funded through headquarters through a research grant for the last 4 years. And there was, two county agencies, 4 state agencies, 4 federal agencies, and a nonprofit that signed an MOU last year to promote early mitigation in the Elkhorn SLU watershed for transportation projects within a certain geographic region within the watershed. And that was one of the reasons we received the award. We're in the process of pursuing setting up a mitigation in the watershed. And I wanted just to read you a little bit about what the Ecosystem Initiative Award is. And I'm just going to read what the FHWA has on their website, because it'd be hard for me to parrot it. FHWA identifies exemplary ecosystem and habitat projects that are unique or highly unusual in their geographic scope, use of cutting-edge science or technology, high level of environmental standards, high quality of results achieved, and or recognition by environmental interests as being particularly valuable or noteworthy. Exemplary ecosystem and habitat projects can come in many different forms, such as development of conservation agreements, establishment or use of wetland banking, partnering with local, state, and national conservation organizations to advance common goals and development of ecological and environmental geographic information system baseline databases for use in projects, development, and mitigation. And we developed the GIS layers that we use to analyze where we would want to set up a mitigation bank. We basically did everything that they said that you needed to do. We had conservation agreements with the MOU. We work with partnering with local, state, and federal agencies. And we also developed an entire GIS layering system to analyze where we would best meet mitigation needs, transportation needs, and promote conservation within the watershed. Then on the plaque that I'd like to give to Chairman Young, it actually says, in recognition of outstanding commitment to environmental stewardship for developing an early mitigation partnership to protect and restore the sensitive Elkhorn SLU in Monterey Bay, California, this partnership linked local, regional, state, and federal partners to identify sensitive resource areas and develop funding strategies to advance regional scale mitigation for multiple transportation projects in the watershed. And as I mentioned earlier, we're moving forward with trying to set up a mitigation bank in the watershed for transportation projects in that area. And that applies to state and local transportation projects, both.
Thank you. Well, so this is the plaque for the water board.
This is a plaque for the water board.
Participation in this overall effort. Did the effort involve any actual work on mitigation projects, or was it more to develop a system for
It was more to develop a system and a process for setting up a process for doing advanced mitigation so that when we could set something up like a mitigation bank that would be in place prior to construction. And we were looking at projects that are going to construction in a year or two, and projects that are planned for construction maybe 15 or 20 years out. So it wasn't just like the immediate need, it was for the future need for projects in the watershed.
Now, what's the geographic boundary for?
It's basically the watershed, which we, as Caltrans, we drew a boundary that I wasn't a participant at that time, but to kind of encompass what we thought our needs would be within the watershed and the projects. And I happened to look at the Regional Water Quality Board's hydrological units, and it pretty much, I had to call UC Davis, and I go, did you use the Water Board's map? I said, because this is perfect. And so it basically fits the Water Board's hydrological unit for that area.
Good. Well, I'm glad to see that we were on the same page with that.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
So I would like to be able to get a photo op with you, if that's possible.
Oh, yes.
And while you're positioning yourself for that photo op, Dominic's going to be taking the pictures, and I want to thank Dominic as well for being our primary staff contact person.
Well, and I also have a certificate for Dominic.
Oh, well, that's nice. So Dominic needs to take a picture of himself.
So Gary Ruggiero and I felt that
Chris, maybe you could help out.
Everybody that participated at the table should also have some recognition.
Okay, so you handed off to a, you might have a low battery here.
Low battery.
Uh-oh.
You're right.
If someone will take the picture.
No, I don't. You won't hand it to her now. Turn off the flash.
Well, it's batteries are low, so it has a regenerative flash. Do you want to do that with this podium?
We need camera mitigation.
Okay, there you go. 3, 1, 2, 3. Great. All three? Yeah, we can all get all in here.
Oh, I want in on it, too.
Okay.
Oh, I think these folks are in on it. They're in the background. Thanks very much, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Well, thank the board for participating.
Well, it makes sense to be proactive rather than reactive and to have something that has the potential for larger scale projects rather than the piecemeal approach that doesn't really work out very well with things like wetlands. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's move